Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Happy Monday. Mondays on the show, try to theme it out. We do our best to keep Mondays about movement and momentum. So I wanted to continue to shine a light on education today. Education's all about movement and momentum. So that's what we'll do today on The Upswing. Specifically, we're going to look at serving the students. Spotlight, what is being done to help kids? A future of education show, if you will. Specifically, we'll show how the success that one K through 12 education model has had in our market, and we'll have the big potential to serve even more kids in greater Milwaukee very, very soon. Abby Andrich is the CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, and she joins us today. It's an interesting time, for sure, in education in our community. So she'll share the unique approaches that Aug Prep is taking, and we'll discuss how the school's holistic approach and its foundational pillars work together for mind, body, and soul. Disruption, I think disruption in every business is needed, but especially it's needed in education, but it's not often easy and not often embraced. Again, given recent challenges and headlines at MPS, Abby's experience as co-founder and executive director at Schools That Can Milwaukee, now City Forward Collective, will be truly insightful as well. The organization was and is nonpartisan and strives for cross-section collaboration. As many leaders tell us, collaborate or die. That's what we need in greater Milwaukee. First up, several steps are being taken to audit and assist MPS. Meaningful conversations are happening. Change and hopeful hands-on efforts are coming. So we'll explore what it truly takes to build and run great schools with Abby Andrich. Schools out in many communities, but that does not give us the right to stop learning. Abby, thanks for taking the time and for being here on The Upswing today.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. So give us your quick background before we go to the first break.
Well, Jeff, I grew up here in the area, out in Brookfield. I moved away for about 10 years for college and work.
I like that boomerang strategy.
When
people move and they come back, that's what we need more of.
Absolutely. I got great experience, both educationally as well as work-wise, and came back to work in the manufacturing world, and very quickly got pulled into my passion, which is urban education in particular, and education and making sure our kids in Milwaukee are served well.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, I want to get your thoughts. Obviously, worked in education for many years in greater Milwaukee. I want to get your thoughts on the passing of Dr. Mike Lovell from Marquette over the weekend. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Abby Andrich, the CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, joins us today. Abby, you've worked in and around education in the market for a long time. Your thoughts on Dr. Lovell's passing over the weekend?
Dr. Lovell's loss is a loss, not just for Marquette, but for the Milwaukee community. He was an extraordinary leader. He was a servant leader who lived his mission and passion every day and set that example for all of us around him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just I always say that the mark of a good leader so often is the ability to create additional leaders, but also the ability just to be present in every conversation and every interaction with Dr. Lovell was exactly that, you know, asking you questions and just kind of looking at you in the way that, wow, I'm here for you. And that's just, it's an amazing skill and just one that we're very blessed as a community to have. And obviously, he will continue to shine down and his impact will be seen for years. So without a doubt, as we looked at kind of the educational landscape in greater Milwaukee, how would you describe that makeup and the ecosystem of education in Milwaukee today?
That's a great question, Jeff. The first word that came to mind when you asked that question actually is fractured. We have a city with an abundance of options for our parents, but we just don't have enough great options for our parents. And I get the privilege of getting to work with many at our Southside campus, but we have many more that are just desperately looking for a great school, and there just aren't enough options. There are great schools, I believe, in every sector, in MPS, in charter, in the private schools. But there's also schools that aren't serving kids as well as we need to, and we've got to have a whole lot more of the ones that are doing a great job.
Yeah. So how, you know, given your past work, and maybe you can give us a little bit background of your time at schools that can, Milwaukee, now City Forward Collective. In that time, you met with and worked with probably hundreds of leaders from MPS, charter and private schools that really helped transform. And it's a process. It's a continuing process to transform K through 12 education in Milwaukee. Are you engaged in current conversations with MPS now in a collaborative manner?
We're not working quite as closely with MPS. When in my role at Schools That Can, we got started by three school leaders that were all growing. They were three of our city's best leaders, and they were growing but had a vision for something bigger. And we were really fortunate to have the chance to work with leaders at MPS, leaders in the charter world, leaders in the private school world. Mike Raymer over at Reagan is a principal that I've known for more than a decade. He is just doing awesome work down on the South Side, and I consider him just a great partner in the work in the area of the city that we're doing work.
Okay. So for those not familiar with OGPREP, give us the background of the school and kind of the growth and the track record since you've been there and since it opened in 2017.
So we opened in 2017 with 560 students. And at that point, it was grades K-4 to third grade, sixth grade and ninth grade. Today, we serve just over 1,800 students, K to 12, and in fall, we'll actually have 2,200 students. We're in the process of filling a building that we grew into and opened this last year on our Southside campus.
Okay. And school's still in session right now. Most schools are out, but you still have, what, another week?
Most schools are out. We've got one more week. It's okay. A fun week in large part for our kids. But one of the things we know is that so many of our students come to us a year, 2 years, 3 years behind, and having the opportunity to have learning and instruction in the classroom is really important. And so we do have a longer school year than many schools, and it's part of the way we serve that whole child. We also provide summer school programming. We have a lot of different college and career partnerships. And so while school finishes on Thursday, many, many of our students will actually be engaged in some form of activity or learning throughout the summer this summer.
Okay. So you really... Yeah, what have you learned since launching the school in 2017? It's more of a holistic approach to really creating well-rounded students. Is that something that can be scaled across a district the size of Milwaukee?
So I think it all starts with believing in our kids. The students that we serve every day at OGPREP are not any different than the students that are at schools just down the road from us or across the city. And Milwaukee is a city with an abundance of opportunity, but our families also face an abundance of challenges, and our students at OGPREP are no different. Mm-hmm. But where I think the starting point is belief in what's possible, and I actually think that's one of the pieces that's most often missing. And you can't serve kids well if you don't believe kids can learn and succeed at high levels, and that's got to be that starting point, and that is scalable across the city.
Yeah. I mean, it's safe to say that every community has parents and families who are hungry for great schools for their kids, no matter where we are. And your family's foundation, the Ramirez Family Foundation, has been central to creating what you've built today. Why is education so important to your family?
So education for our family, and for those that don't know, I am the daughter of the founders of the school. I joke, the only reluctant employee because we have such a rigorous hiring process. And I stepped in as an interim, and 5 years later, I couldn't love my job any more than anybody either at the organization or I think anywhere. It's a special place to be. Our family's foundation, my parents, my mom was a teacher. And for my dad, the door, education opened the door to everything for him, both in college and graduate school. He went to college on an ROTC scholarship, and education created opportunity for him. And so he wants to create that same opportunity, most particularly for kids in Milwaukee, but they're also very involved in global mission work, especially in Central America and Puerto Rico.
Okay. Well, I want to hear more about the importance of donor support and a little bit more about the Family Foundation when we come back from this break. We're talking with Abby Andrich, the CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, all things future of education in Greater Milwaukee. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined today by Abby Andrich, the CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy. So Abby, is a parent of, let's say, a six-year-old who's somewhat new to Wisconsin and Metro Milwaukee, is considering school options in Milwaukee, and comes to you with questions. What do you say to him or her?
So my biggest encouragement is we have a lot of options in Milwaukee and in the surrounding area, and there are a lot of different fits. What fits for my child may not fit for another family. So my biggest encouragement would be to parents to look into the different schools they're looking for, to think about what's important to them, and to find a school that's a great fit. There are school leaders, there are teachers all over the city that are great. We also have schools across the city that maybe either failing students academically. They may not offer what you're looking for your child. So take time. And unfortunately, I actually think this is one of the pieces that isn't easy enough for parents to be able to find good information. Often the best way to find out about a school is through somebody that you know. And it's a great way, but it doesn't always provide all the information that a parent might need.
Yeah, talk to the friends and neighbors and just get that kind of up close and personal insight as you're like, if you're choosing a family doctor, it's the same type of thing. And then, you know, take the time to tour schools.
Yes.
I always say, you know, no matter where you are, find time in the day to walk through schools and kind of get that full approach as to what a school looks and feels like.
Absolutely. And for any school, connecting what the school says, what the adults say, with what you experience when you walk into a school is one of the most important pieces that you can do as you step into a school. But going to see the school, my biggest encouragement would be talk to the students at the school, young or older. The students are going to be the best voice of what the school is doing and whether or not it might be a great fit for your family.
Yeah. Okay. So as an educational leader, what are your thoughts on just the continuing role of technology in shaping the future of education, and how is St. Aug Prep embracing innovative teaching?
Yeah, so technology goes lots of different ways. A lot of people, when you hear technology in the classroom, you think Chromebooks, you think iPads, and right. Those are tools.
Right.
Those are important tools, and we use them. But really great teaching and learning is all about how do we equip our kids to think critically, to use the resources they have, and sometimes those are tools you use. But part of thinking about things and technology and the future is how are we equipping our students to envision what their path might look like and give them opportunities to try out different exposure to different careers. A lot of times when you think the medical field, you might think, the only options are being a doctor or a nurse. There are hundreds of different careers in the medical field. And so how do we use technology? We've got a great partnership with the MMAC and Midwest Lab. Right now, we've got a real robot, the type of robot you would use in a company on a factory floor, in one of our high school engineering classrooms. And next fall, our high school students are going to get to learn to program that robot, to use that robot to build things and to do things. And it's really a powerful way to create a hands-on experience for our kids.
Yeah, I mean, increasing access to, you know, STEM education and equipping students with that necessary, not only the technology, but the skills and knowledge early on is really essential.
Absolutely. And technology is going to change. So how do we equip our students to know, to learn, to seek to learn more? Because as technology changes, they've got to learn how to continue to grow and adapt with that.
And how early are you having career conversations with students? Like, and I'm asking this as a parent even, like how, you know, you don't want to like force kids, but at the same time, you want to always be encouraging and providing options in the school setting. When should that happen?
So that's a great question. And we start really early. About 90% of our graduating seniors this year are first generation college going students. And so the opportunity to create awareness of what's out there for our students, whether or not they're in high school or they're 4 years old, is really important. And so we start that exposure to different careers, to the concept of college, with our four-year-olds, working with their parents to think about financial planning long term. Our students get to middle school and they dive deep. We've got some companies that have come in and done full day kind of career exploration days with our middle school students. And our middle and high school students, really deepest in high school, we've got more than 130 different college and career partners where our students get to go and explore something they're interested in and try it out, whether or not it's for a summer, a full school year. It could be a couple of years long. But that trial period, it's much better for our kids that are interested in medicine to go to the medical college and go to their step up program and realize, yeah, I really don't want to do this. I'd rather them learn that now than go through 4 years of college, step into med school, and realize it then.
Well, and it leads to better outcomes, too. I mean, you know, graduation rates, and you have that full set of skills moving on, so it helps make more holistic kids moving forward.
Absolutely. I actually think that connection of, we talk about it as future ready. So how do we connect and have our students drive their path to the future? It gives them more excitement and sense of purpose at school. It connects what they're doing in the math classroom or the science classroom with something that they might be interested in longer term.
Well, speaking of being future ready, I have my MBA from Cardinal Stritch University years ago. So I'm pleased that the campus will continue to embrace learning and growth as Aug Prep North. So I want to get your update and the backstory on how that happened. We're talking with Abby Andrich, CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, all things education today on the show. Pleasure to be joined by Abby Andrich, the CEO of Aug Prep. Abby, late July, it was announced that the Ramirez Family Foundation purchased the former Cardinal Stritch campus. And I want to get the backstory from you and the family on the path to that. Again, as a Cardinal Stritch MBA grad, I'm thankful that education will continue to happen in that space. It's so wonderfully centrally located in a space that, especially from elementary education, is needed in that area, a bit of an oasis. So what are the plans there? And give us the full backstory. And then, well, no, we don't have a full, you know, we don't have hours. But
I was going to say, how long do you want to go? So we were really sad to hear the news about Cardinal Stritch's closure. We had a number of our graduates that were in the program at Cardinal Stritch, and we have more than two dozen staff that are alumni of Cardinal Stritch. And so it wasn't easy news, I don't think, for anyone in Milwaukee to hear. We have two great partners in this work, all in Milwaukee, and the Boys and Girls Club's Grad Plus program. And they had a graduation at Cardinal Stritch last June. And Gus and Becky were there for the first all-in-Milwaukee college graduating class. And Gus walked around that campus and thought, this is too special of a place to become a strip mall or apartments. This is meant to be a school. And I was not expecting that. Mm. Our team wasn't expecting it. It became an extraordinary opportunity. But it came at a time when we were preparing to add about 80 new staff and 600 new students on our Southside campus. So it was an interesting time to think about something else, if you will.
So where did the process start then? Was it a building by building analysis in terms of what stays and what goes?
So when he first bought it, the hope was that we would be renovating the campus, and 80% of what we'd use would be renovated building, with maybe about 20% new building. The sisters did an extraordinary job investing in the arts on the campus. Athletics had a little bit less, and athletics and arts are a really important part of how we serve the whole child. So we knew we'd be making some investments there. we did a facilities analysis in fall, and as we dug into their different code requirements for college versus a K to 12, just code requirements alone would have been, just sprinklering actually, would have been more than $20 million to make sure we were up to code for elementary school. And so what happened at the end of that analysis was a really critical decision point, because we knew that the cost had more than doubled from what we planned. And where we landed is we are doing more demolition and rebuilding a smaller footprint around some of the existing space. But it came cost prohibitive to be able to do the renovations. And so we stepped back, and it was, do we sell the property? And just focus on the South Campus? Do we sell the property and potentially find another location? And you alluded to this a little bit, but the location of Cardinal Stritch is, I think, extraordinarily special. And I would also say their legacy is special in that they are known for serving a really diverse group of Milwaukee, the Milwaukee community. And our hope and belief, the location becomes a bridge point of a lot of different communities. And our hope is to build a school that also bridges those communities K to 12.
Yeah, I mean, it would seem that Aug Prep's mission aligns with the broader goals of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in education, and really works into what we need as a community moving forward. What do you, in terms of kind of the cost and how you get there, what are the specific next steps?
Where are we at? So what was first envisioned to be about a 35, maybe up to $50 million project has become a $100 million project, including the purchase of the campus. We are in the process of fundraising for that. $75 million of that $100 has been committed by the family and by Husco, which is the business that really created the opportunity to create Aug Prep. Mm-hmm. And we're raising the other $25 million. And over the next 2 years, we'll launch in fall of 2026. We'll build out a campus that will ultimately serve 1,000 students with this first phase. But we've been thinking big picture and long term and have hopes to serve 2,000 students. It takes about 15 to 20 years to fully build out at that point.
Okay. Believing in students' potential and setting high standards can lead to remarkable achievements. We know that. When we come back from the break, Abby's going to share some of the success stories at Aug Prep. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Abby Andrich, CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, joins us today. So St. Aug North at the former campus of Cardinal Stritch University work has already begun there. Demolition has already begun there. Where do you hope to draw students from for that campus?
So, Jeff, from our South Campus, we actually have 43 zip codes that our students come to us from coming to our South Campus. So our hope and belief is that there are parents all over this community that will choose Aug Prep North because it's a great fit for their child. But particularly, we are hoping, as I mentioned in the last segment, to connect communities. And so we'll be a mixture of participating in the Choice program, and believe about 60 to 70% of our students will come from that program. And then we're also hoping to have 30% of our students come and be tuition paying students. And part of our vision for this North Campus is diversity, not just racially and culturally, but also socioeconomically, creating the world that God created for our students to explore, experience, and grow up in as they're at Aug Prep.
So how important was the increase in the K-8 pupil voucher payment that increased from what, $8,400 to $9,500? Was that an important consideration just moving forward with the project?
It was. So the voucher funding changed most dramatically with the high school funding last summer. K to 8 did increase. That plays a really important role. We fundraise every year to support about $2,500 per pupil beyond what we get from the state. And we do that with the partnership of many community supporters like your listeners. We welcome any more. But part of the way that we can do this, and the voucher increase has played a big role, because it allows us to scale what we're doing, which is really great work. And we still receive, even with the increase and before the referendum is in play, we still receive 25 to 30% less than the school district. And so that increase played a critical role in us being able to scale the quality of what we're doing to serve more kids.
Yeah. Do you see additional partnership opportunities in the athletic space in terms of community partners or sponsors? I mean, just in the North Shore, you look at sports facilities, there's a need there. There are a lot of kids, and you know, we need more basketball facilities, more soccer facilities. Where do you see that coming?
So partnerships play a huge role in what we do at Aug Prep, period, whether or not it's our South Campus or our North Campus. And we really build partnerships to support enhancing the mission and the work that we're doing for kids. On our South Campus, we've got a beautiful turf athletic field. We will have something similar on the North Campus. And what we're able to do is have partnerships with organizations like Street Dream Soccer, who create additional spaces and spots for our students to be able to participate. And we've also got soccer teams that are some of the more competitive teams that rent our space after the space is used during the day for our kids in the evenings. And so it does create opportunities for us to build partnerships. But with each of those partnerships, we hope that we create opportunities for our kids to have exposure to more opportunities for them to go deeper.
Okay. When we come back for the last segment, I want to talk about attracting top talent and just ensuring a kind of a seamless transition for students and faculty, and what, you know, recruitment and retention has looked like from your educational lens. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Education Today, movement and momentum in education with Abby Andrich, the CEO. First, I love the CEO title, Abby. You know, so often in schools, like, we hear, you know, principals and executive director, provost, whatever. Those are great titles, but having the CEO role, it gives it a level of prominence for sure. So in terms of what Aug Prep North is doing at the former Carlton or Stritch campus, what is the exact timeline there? When do you hope to have students on campus?
So we'll open our doors for school in fall of 2026.
Okay.
The shift from renovation to new construction moved us back a year, but it really created an opportunity for us to dive deeper with building partnerships with the community that we hope to serve, both for students, but also hopefully new staff as well.
Okay. What? Just a general question. You know, how do we, you talked a lot about early career planning for kids, but how can we better equip our kids for opportunities for real meaningful and purposeful work?
So we think about that work as the intersection of helping our kids understand and explore their skills, what they're good at, their interests, what they want to learn more about. But also for us, that third piece of the third leg of the stool, if you will, is having a sense of purpose. And I think if you help students find the intersection of those three things, they step into purposeful next steps. And that may be going to a two-year technical program. It may be stepping right into an apprenticeship. Each year for the last couple of years, we've had a couple of students step into the Marines or the Army. And so it could be the military. But we also have about 65% of our students going on to 4-year colleges and 20% going on to 2-year colleges.
Okay. As you're looking to recruit additional staff and teachers to Milwaukee and to look into the lens of the mayor's pledge to get to 1 million, it's going to take a village for sure. How do you talk about Greater Milwaukee, and what's your recruitment pitch, if you will?
So That's a great question. And we recruit from all over the world, from all over the country. We also recruit locally and have a lot of staff. Our best source of staff is word of mouth. So our teachers and staff having a great experience is the best recruitment tool that we can have. But one of the things we share when we bring on new staff is we talk about the awesome things about Milwaukee. There's so much going on. So between the Bucks, we've got the DNC and the RNC. There's so many great things. But there's also a lot of challenges. And for us, we have teachers and staff that want to step into that challenge because they see the opportunity for kids. Yeah. They know that kids can succeed at high levels and they want to be part of it.
Yeah, I mean, opportunity within challenge is something that we probably don't talk about as a positive as much as we should. I mean, it truly is.
It is.
When leaders are looking to tackle something that's truly meaningful, there's opportunity in every market. But there's a ton of opportunity all across the Midwest in that space, for sure. What I was like to ask leaders the question of, how do you, in your day-to-day life, Abby, define success?
Well, that's a good question. For me, it's not dissimilar to what I just talked about with our kids. It's connecting my skills and my interests with a much deeper sense of purpose. So success for me isn't great test scores at the end of the day, but it's equipping our kids to flourish in life after Og Prep. My own kids go to the school, and so I get to live experiencing the positive impact on our own family every day. But at the end of the day, success is living a life of purpose. And we started just kind of honoring and recognizing Dr. Lovell. I think he epitomized that in how he lived and led. And if I can live a life that loves God, lives my mission every day, and loves people doing that, at the end of the day, that's what success is for me. And my hope is that I open and have the opportunity with our team to open the doors to success and opportunity for many, many students across our city.
All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate you taking the time on a Monday morning to be with us on The Upswing. Abby Andrich, the CEO of St. Augustine Preparatory Academy, opening very soon, next year, 2 years, at the former Cardinal Stritch campus. Tomorrow on the show, Mark Kess and Bucks broadcaster and analyst Steve Novak. We'll see you tomorrow.